Jeremy Bradley here again in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. pv.jbonair.com is where we've got our 10th anniversary, celebrating 10 years on the radio here in Mexico. Beautiful, beautiful place. I'm overlooking these mountains here. I'm with you again at Vallarta Adventures. We're mountains in the jungle. Where are we?
My friend, we're just on the Pacific side of Mexico, in the middle of the country. We happen to be right now at the same latitude as Hilo, Hawaii, but in the continental side of our continent. And yes, it's a favorite area nearby Banderas Bay. We are now a little bit in the mountains. We reached an elevation of 400 meters over the sea level. And this is a better climate than in Vallarta, more temperament. It's the Occidental Sierra Madre Mountains. If we think in the general perspective, internationally, you could think of these mountains as an extension of the Rocky Mountains, or the opposite, the Rocky Mountains an extension of the Occidental Sierra Madres. So it's basically a mountainous range that covers some of the most traditional states of Mexico. Right now, we are at the state of Jalisco, land of the mariachi music, the tequila drink, very traditional, our denomination of origin of Mexico, and of course, the Mexican tradition of the cowboys that we call charro.
Charo. Now, we were on mules. That's how we got up here. We've done, I think, about 3 zip lines already. We've gone rappelling. Pretty awesome. Now, again, like I said in the last segment, you don't need to have any previous experience before you do this. You get a little bit wet. I will tell everybody that. So 1 rappelling, 3 zip lining. What else is in store for us? We've got some water slides, you were saying.
Absolutely. We have new additions. Every 2 years, we add new activities. The last ones, we have a couple of surprises, included, of course, 2 water slides in the middle of the wilderness. I have to mention that, yes, we get our people completely soaking wet. Every single one of our guests has to come ready to get submerged in natural spring water. I consider that personally a blessing.
It is, and when it goes up your nose, it doesn't burn like other types of water. Again, so pv.jbonair.com. Now, I'm told that we're also going to go surfing, but not the usual kind of surfing. What can you tell me? Tell me, I want a preview. I can't be surprised. I have to know.
Very good, my friend. We have consideration to every single one of the likes of our guests. In that reason, my friend, I can tell you that we'll make you surf the skies today with us in our ziplines. That's the type of surfing we're speaking about today.
You asked me if I am scared to go upside down as well. Now, this also has me worried. Again, I need to know. Why? What am I doing?
We like to put the world completely around for our guests. That's how much importance we give to every single one of them. So because of that reason, yes, we're going to put you in a different line and we send you upside down.
So zip lining upside down.
Literally. Your head down and your feet up, hands free. And we have in every single zipline an emergency brake system. In this one, particular zipline that you go upside down, our guest doesn't even have to worry at all about braking because we'll do it for them.
Braking, that's B-R-A-K, not braking like they're going to break. Braking means stop, just so we're clear on this one.
Absolutely. Joss is slowing down, my friend. Joss is slowing down.
But we're okay, so I'm not facing forward. I'm facing which way? When I'm going down the zipline upside down, I'm facing which way?
Downwards.
I'm facing down, but I'm looking behind me.
Yes, exactly.
Because I was going to say, that'd be really fast.
Let's say this. We like getting our people into a real adventure. For that reason, we get them completely out of their comfort zones. But once they build a little bit of comfort in our systems, we take them beyond. We take them to the next level of adventure. So we break that little comfort zone they have built in our ziplines, turning them around or putting them upside down or sending them backwards or tandem.
So we start out nice and then you guys pull out all the stops. Literally, again, you pull out all the stops. So how many ziplines, how fast do we go? How long are they? How high up are we? You've got to tell me these things.
Absolutely, my friend. We are in the middle of the forest with our little canyon we got here. You have an average extension from the ziplines of 300 meters each. Some are shorter, some are longer, but average 300 meters. And the average height would be about 40 meters. But some of our ziplines will be elevated 7 meters over the ground with no trees underneath. And others would be about 180 meters from the ground.
As we were heading up here, I noticed that people were coming off of a water slide and they were wearing hockey helmets. And being Canadian, I know all about a hockey helmet. A helmet on a water slide, that looks pretty intense. What can you tell me about that slide?
We have original activities for you, and some of our original activities require extra security. That's why we have imported those great helmets with a nice mask of a cage for the face. Let's say all of our people are good looking and we want them to go home that way.
All right. And how long is that slide? How long does it take you to go down?
Well, it seems longer, but it takes about 10 seconds only.
Really? Okay. All right. So again, pv.jbonair.com. That's the link to all of the coverage of the stuff that we've been doing here. But I know Vallarta Adventures has a website as well that we can tell people about.
Absolutely. Any person that is interested in doing one of our 30 adventures in five cities, we happen to have www.vallartaadventures.com as our main website.
And very quickly then, about other adventures that people can do here. Lots of stuff on the water. What else can people do?
We are proudly having adventures that takes you inland, that takes you on boats, being close to the touristic destinations. Most of the times we have weather rivers and always ocean. So whether you go to Cabo San Lucas, Cancun, Puerto Vallarta, even the Bahamas, you can find activities in boats, in animals like camels or horses or mules. And of course, we happen to have incredible vehicles, fast boats like Apex military kind. And we also have military trucks, Unimogs. And of course, our funny and beautiful looking mules on the outdoor adventure.
And I think I was swimming with dolphins. I was under the water riding a dolphin last time, which was pretty cool as well.
We're thinking about making more activities with the dolphins. Yes, we have an incredible social program too. When our dolphins are not in duty, they're providing special care for children with special physical conditions. And it's been studied that the contact with these creatures, beautiful, smart creatures, the dolphins, something in their sonars help these kids to start learning a little bit faster. So it's really convenient. And of course, those goes under the price of the company. They don't pay nothing. It's a social benefit. We offer many other social benefits.
Well, that's one of the things is that, you know, as we've gone up, hiked up the hill, there's lots of educational moments as well, right? You're pointing out about the different local trees and different creatures that are out here as well. So you have fun, but you also learn a lot too, right?
Absolutely. We are, as our slogan says, inspired by nature. And some of those values is what we like to share with every single one of our visitors. So we want to reach to a scientific tourism level. And for that reason, we make good investigations to share proper professional information to every single one of our guests. And they simply know what's special of the forest they're visiting while they do it.
And we're going to give those websites one more time. So ours is pv.jbonair.com. Oh, there's some animals walking towards us over here. pv.jbonair.com. And your website?
www.vallartaadventures.com.
Oh, well, thanks for keeping me safe, Hugo. I've had a great time. And I think I'm almost ready to go upside down. So let's do this, okay?
All right, my friend.
All right, 10th anniversary here on the radio. pv.jbonair.com.